cutting ceremony that took down Fresno today. Right now, we're going to get started with a little bit of music and a community calendar, and we'll be back with that interview shortly.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better? Talking about a revolution. It's finally the table are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying to those of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution.
This is the KFCF Community Calendar. There will be a reverse ribbon-cutting ceremony to protest the opening of the Delano II prison Wednesday, June the 1st at noon. For those who wish to protest the opening of Delano II and the closing of public institutions that build safe communities, this will be in front of the Fresno Unified School District office, 1111 Van Ness in Fresno. For more information, call 559-916-4370 or go online to www.curbprisonspending.org. There's a prisoner support group meeting Thursday, June the 2nd, 7 p.m. at the Fresno Center for Nonviolence, 1584 North Van Ness. This is a support group for family and friends of prisoners and for death penalty focus. For more information, call 255-9492. The 15th Annual Gay and Lesbian Pride Parade in the Tower District will be Saturday, June the 4th at 10 a.m. at Olive and Palm. For more information, call 486-3464. The Hope Animal Foundation is sponsoring a walk with your dog to collect pledges and raise funds for the Valley Animal Center, Saturday, June the 4th, starting at 8 a.m. at CSUF. For more information, call 233-8690 or go to www.valleyanimal.org. The Carl and Esther Robinson Award for the Outstanding Advocate for the Common Good will be Sunday, June the 5th, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Hope Lutheran Church. The inaugural honoree this year is Ellie Bluestein. For more information, go to www.robinsoncommongood.org. The documentary Hotel Palestine will be shown at the Fresno Center for Nonviolence Wednesday, June 8th, 7:30 p.m. This film is a result of the investigation regarding the killing of two foreign journalists in Baghdad's Hotel Palestine by the U.S. Army. Respite by the River presents Phil Levine reading his poetry and the music of Blind Dog on Thursday, June 9th, 6 p.m. Respite by the River is at the San Joaquin River Parkway and Conservancy, 11605 Old Friant Road. For more information, call 248-8480. Fresno Filmworks presents Machuca at the Tower Theater, Friday, June 10th, 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. For more information, call 221-0755 or online at www.fresnofilmworks.org. This has been the KFCF Community Calendar. To list an event, email it to calendar@kfcf.org.
Okay, I'm here with Debbie Reyes. Debbie is an organizer for the California Prison Moratorium Project. And Debbie, could you tell us a little bit about who the Prison Moratorium Project is?
We are a group of organizers in the state of California that have gathered together to address the issue of prisons being built at an enormous rate here in the state of California.
Yeah, and particularly in Central California. I know the Prison Moratorium Project is all over the state, but they have recently hired staff to work specifically in the Central Valley.
Right, and that would be myself and Leonel Flores.
And why did they choose the Central Valley?
Well, because we are the number one area where prisons are being located to.
Yeah, it's a growth industry from what I can tell.
Yeah, it is.
So today there was a reverse ribbon cutting ceremony at the Fresno Unified School District office on Van Ness, right across from the courthouse. I was there, and Debbie was there, of course. And why were we having a reverse ribbon cutting ceremony? What was that about?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to make a correction. It was at the Fresno County Board of Education.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
On the corner of Fresno and Van Ness. And the reason we were there today is it was a statewide mobilization of protesting the opening of the Delano II prison located out in Delano, California. That prison has cost the taxpayers so far over $700 million to build. And it's going to cost $110 million per year to operate. And we feel that that money could be better used in other areas such as education, health programs, rehabilitation programs. And that's why we were there today.
Mm-hmm. So this was specifically about Delano II. And is it, Delano II is a second prison. Is this a state prison, federal prison? What kind of prison?
It's a state prison.
And it's the second one, second
it's
state
the
prison
second,
in Delano?
It's the second one in the same location in Delano. Combined, the Delano 1 prison costs the taxpayers also $110 million per year. So combined, that prison is going to cost our taxpayers $220 million per year.
And was the idea of having it in front of the education building, was the idea of that was that you could do other things? You could only do one thing with your money, and you could either build prisons or you could use it for education. Was that the tie-in?
Here in Fresno County, it is definitely a tie-in because we are looking at huge budget cuts and deficits in education. You know, having to do with programs, athletic programs, and our schools are suffering for that. And we wanted to bring that forward so that our community, the community out there, would recognize the millions upon millions of dollars being poured into this industry and not being poured into our communities and our children and for education.
Right. I know I've seen pictures of schools with no books on their library shelves. They're cutting back music programs and sports programs, and yet we seem to have enough money to build all the prisons that are put forward as proposals. What does it cost? I don't know if you have this figure or not, but do you know what the relative cost of educating a child versus incarcerating a person is on a year-to-year basis?
I did some research with the Justice Policy Institute, mm-hmm. and it reflects that their reports reflect that it costs $8,000 per year to educate a child. If we were to incarcerate that child, say like at CYA, that would cost $110,000 per year.
And CYA is the California Youth Authority. So that's for young offenders. So what was that number again? 100 and what?
110,000 a year.
110,000 versus 8,000.
Right.
Wow. So what about for an adult? What is the cost for?
$48,000 per year.
For each adult.
For each adult. And versus the cost of rehabilitation, job training, which is around the same amount it would cost to educate them. A child would be about $8,000 per year.
That's a big difference. So how many California state prisons are there in the Central Valley?
Well, I have a list of 33.
33.
Okay, and
in
those
the Central
are just
Valley alone?
In the Central Valley.
Wow.
Here's a list. It's part of our
press
packet.
Read them all.
Well, it's astounding the amount of money that's being poured into these prisons to just keep them going and operating. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I did a quick add up, and it was over $1 billion per year.
Wow. So what are the ones right around Fresno?
Chowchilla, Coalinga, Corcoran, Wasco, Kern, in Kern County, Avenal.
Wasn't there another one they're talking about building out in Mendota? And what's the status of that right now?
You see, that's the point. These are state prisons, uh-huh. and that we haven't even included the federal prisons. So if there's over $1 billion going into state prisons, imagine what combined prisons, juvenile centers, what that cost is, what comes out of the taxpayer's pocket.
So is Mendota a federal prison?
Mendota is a federal prison, and that's going to cost them $21 million to build. That's supposedly $21 million. I mean, if it cost over $700 million to build mm-hmm. Delano II prison, mm-hmm. then we need to really look at those numbers again. And that includes, even though there is the California Department of Corrections, came out in the Fresno Bee and said, those numbers are way off. We only calculate half of that, 363 million or whatever. That number includes staff. Where their numbers doesn't.
Those are really big numbers. But a lot of people would say, well, don't we need to keep these people out of the public? You have a lot of dangerous criminals out there, and we don't want them on the streets. What about that?
Well, I'd like to question who is the dictionary for dangerous criminals? Who defines that? When you look at the population in prison, there are 72% and there are nonviolent crimes.
Right. Well, people like Mike Reynolds, who put the Three Strikes, You're Out initiative on the ballot, it passed. He's from Fresno, and that's always what he's on about, is that he wants to put people away, in the Three Strikes, You're Out case, forever. If there have been convicted of three crimes that are felonies, right, then they're put away forever. So if you do that, then you're going to need an enormous number of prisons. So what's the alternative to that?
The alternative would be job training, rehabilitation. But as far as Mr. Reynolds is concerned, it's unfortunate for his loss and what he had suffered losing his daughter. However, I don't believe that, and there is a growing support in this area that one incident should dictate the lives of hundreds of thousands of prisoners in the state of California. We're the largest in the nation, and I think in the world, to incarcerate our people.
The numbers are large, and so we have how many prisons, state prisons, in the Central Valley?
We have 33.
33.
I had no idea. I would have, if I was to have guessed, I would have said 5 or 6. I had no idea there were 33.
The Central Valley encompasses Sacramento, mm-hmm. Bakersfield, mm-hmm. Soledad.
It's a big valley.
Right.
And prisons are a big part of that. So what's next, Debbie? There was the protest today against the opening of Delano 2. What is the California prison moratorium going to do next?
Well, we're going to continue to advocate that the money going into prisons be redirected into education and communities for rehabilitation and job training. But the agenda that's on our table right now is that we're focusing on the prison out in Mendota. There's a federal prison being built out there. And we have a forum coming up on June 11th. And with that case, we're addressing the retirement of land out there by the Westland Water District and how they were able to sell that part of that retired land to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And along with that, make a deal with the water in order to sell it to the Federal Bureau of Prisons or actually give it to them. We haven't been able to pinpoint that down, how that transaction happened. We're hoping that the farmers out there will look at that issue and they'll take their own action. So the forum will be about land retirement, water, and prisons.
There have been a lot of people in Mendota that have been coming to these meetings to discuss the prison. Where and when is the June 11th meeting going to take place?
It's going to take place at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mendota, and that's on Queen Street, and it's very easy to find. It's right in the middle of downtown Mendota, and if you've been there, you know there's only a few streets there.
What time?
From 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
And what
on a Saturday,
okay.
June 11th.
Right.
We have invited various organizations to come out and address these issues, as well as other farmers and ranchers in the area.
And what kind of response are you getting out there? What do people think? I know one argument you hear repeatedly is that, well, if you have a prison, you're going to bring more jobs to the area. And everybody here knows that Mendota has a very high level of unemployment. What about that? Wouldn't putting a prison in Mendota help the unemployment problem there?
No, not really. And that's the fallacy that goes along with bringing prisons into our valley. That they've been singing that mantra for a long time, and in reality, it has gone in and actually raised taxes in those communities. People that live in these communities are already struggling to make their house payments or their bills, and when they go in to build new roads and put new sewer lines, don't you think it's going to fall on the backs of the taxpayers in those communities?
So how many prison guards or administrators or whatever, do they hire from the community, or do these people come from outside?
Not normally. They do not, even though they claim in the beginning when they come to town that, oh, yeah, this is going to be a big employment boost. I'm sorry. They normally don't. First of all, the requirements are set pretty high, and most of the residents in those communities don't meet those requirements. They have to be a U.S. citizen. They have to speak perfect English. They have to have a perfect credit record. There are certain requirements that they have to meet in order to even qualify to take the test.
So what about the...
An English mm-hmm. test.
That's probably true for both the federal prisons and the state prisons. Mm-hmm. What's been the experience like elsewhere? Has the jobs not developed in those small towns where prisons have been built in the Central Valley?
No, they haven't. I believe it's in the state CCPOA, that particular union, they have to live within away from the prison so many miles. I think it's 60 miles or 1 hour away from their location.
CCPOA?
I believe it's CCPOA.
Who's that?
One of the prison guard unions.
Oh, the prison guard union, right.
Yeah. And I think they're aligned with CCPOA.
Okay.
It's a recent development.
So you're having a meeting on June 11th in Mendota.
A forum.
Mm-hmm. The time again?
Is from 12 to 3.
And location?
Is at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mendota.
Right.
You can contact me at 916-4370, area code 559. Or you can contact Leonel Flores at 270-3838.
Mm-hmm. So how else can people get involved? Mendota's quite a ways out there. Do you have other meetings in Fresno or in other areas in the Central Valley?
On tomorrow, June 2nd, mm-hmm. I'm not sure what time this is going to air, but June 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Center for Nonviolence, we are coordinating an informal roundtable, a prison reform roundtable. And what we want to do is get together with different organizations that need to address prison reform and call it what it is. You know, whether we're talking about death penalty focus, books not bars, you know, organizations dealing with health issues such as AIDS inside the prison, and Prison Moratorium Project, Three Strikes, the Families Against Three Strikes.
These are all groups that are active in the Fresno area.
Right.
And they're all coming together for a meeting at the Fresno Center for Nonviolence?
Right, at 7 p.m. tomorrow night with Maria Telesco was gracious enough to open up her meeting to this roundtable.
Great. So the Fresno Center for Nonviolence is at Van Ness and McKinley on the southeast corner. So 7 o'clock Thursday evening, if you're interested in getting involved or finding out more about this work. What else is coming up, Debbie?
On the last month, the last Saturday of every month, we've chosen to have meetings at the Center for Nonviolence. We haven't been there a couple of months because we were out doing other actions in this particular area. But definitely in June, we will be there to talk about what happened at the Prison Reform Roundtable, and where we're going to go from there. It may be possibly that we might continue this roundtable discussion, and hopefully a forum or something will come out of that, an educational forum will come out of that for the community.
So that's what you're looking for to come out of this, is to get more information out to the community, maybe have a forum, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So all these different groups that are working on prison issues in the community are going to be at this meeting tomorrow night at 7.
They've been invited,
and it's open to the public. And you're hoping that out of this will come a forum for another public forum so that people can learn more about this issue. The idea that I hear you saying is you're trying to redirect funding from prisons to community needs like education, that sort of thing.
Health, education,
and that sort of thing.
And reform. We need prison reform out there, and there's no doubt about that. So these are very serious issues. They affect all of us, our families, our communities, and it's time that we all sit down and see what we can do to help our communities out and help these families out.
Well, one thing people have to keep in mind is that once people get out of prison, they're going to be back in the community, and we need to have services, we need to have education, health care, and hopefully a place where these people can integrate themselves into the society so that they don't end up back in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie, give us your contact information one more time.
Contact the Debbie Reyes, that's myself, at the California Prison Moratorium Project. We're at 559-916-4370. And feel free to contact us. If we don't address your needs, we can possibly put you in contact with somebody that can help you or your family out, because the effects of prisons affect us all, and they affect all our families. So we hope that to hear from you, and that you'll participate in some of the upcoming events.
Great. And again, that meeting is at the Fresno Center for Nonviolence, 7 p.m. Thursday evening. That's at Van Ness and McKinley. And that's for anybody who's interested in this issue, whether you're just a concerned community member or if you have somebody you love or a family member in prison. Debbie, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living.
We're listening to Tracy Chapman, and this is KFCF 88.1 FM in Fresno. We're going to play a little promo for a program that's coming up on KFCF later this week, and then we'll get you back to KPFA in Berkeley.
This is Mark Soma with Sierra Nevada Earth First Radio. Join us Friday, June 3rd at 3:30 for a special edition. We'll talk about chimeras, mice with human brains, sheep with human livers, pigs with human hearts.
And we'll discuss vivisection, animal circuses, fur, and other animal rights issues, plus the groups fighting to end these barbaric practices. PETA, Animal Liberation Front, Revolutionary Cells, and SHAC, Stop Huntington Animal Cruelty.
3:30 Friday, June 3rd. See you then.
Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. We sell drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Thank you for joining us here at KFCF 88.1 FM. And don't forget to
stir it up
every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4 p.m.